USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reports of casualties after Turkey's new military operation was launched in northern Syria against the Kurds. The Trump administration is receiving backlash after President Trump made the decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explains that decision on PBS.
On Sunday night, it became very clear that there were American soldiers that were going to be at risk, and the president made a decision to put them in a place where they were out of harm's way.
ICE Acting Director Matt Albans is criticizing what he calls bad immigration laws.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ability to enforce immigration law has again fallen victim to judicial overreach.
Surrounded by several sheriffs at the White House on Thursday, Albans noted that ICE does not make the laws, and he calls on Congress to modernize immigration laws. And President Trump is holding a campaign-style rally in Minneapolis on Thursday night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Utility companies in California are doing what they can to help prevent wildfires. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
California's largest utility has pulled the plug on about a million customers to prevent a repeat of wind-blown power lines sparking deadly wildfires. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says the weather conditions are conducive to fires breaking out.
It's the low relative humidity and gusty winds that are expected. We will see conditions improve this weekend a bit, but at least in the short term, we do have concerns for fires out there. And this also stretches a bit farther east, too, across portions of the Intermountain region as well.
Pacific Gas and Electric has already restored their service to about 50,000 customers in California.
General Motors announces on Thursday they've seen a 17.5% drop in sales in China, in part due to the trade war with the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill into law which takes effect 2023, which will pay student-athletes, essentially turning them into employees at their college or university. 2007 Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow joins Fox News and says, where does it stop ultimately and that we need to find a middle ground?
I think for me on this argument, it's such a big argument that you really want to see both sides of it, because there really are two sides. I think one side is to understand that these college athletes are doing so much for their university, and some of them are very famous, and they're making their universities a lot of money, and so we should be able to take care of them. But the other side is we don't want to turn college football into the NFL. Right. We still want to make it a student athlete first and be able to take care of our athletes. And so I try to see both sides. And so for me, I would love to come to a middle ground where we could put together TV money and give them stipends and support them, because here's one of the issues. I think if you get to paying them for their name and likeness, is where does that stop? Does it go to high school? Does it go to Pop Warner? And are you continuing to have agents all in the game?
That is,
and so I want to be able to balance both of those. I want to take care of the student athlete,
right,
but I also want to be able to keep the authenticity of our game.
Speaking of football, week 5 of the NFL season kicks off on Thursday night with the New England Patriots hosting the New York Giants. Kickoff is just after 8 o'clock Eastern time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.